We'll continue our discussion on the mitzvah of tzitzis, and we'll focus more on the topic of techeles. The Torah tells us that part of the mitzvah of wearing a four-cornered garment and wearing strings, that you have to have a techeles, u'betziat techeles. You have to have threads which are techeles. It's a machlokes, Rambam, Ravid, and the Bali Tosis, how many threads do you need? Well, it's a machlokes, Beisilo, Beishamai. It's one of the instances where we follow Beishamai. Beisilo will agree with it anyway later. But whether we are four-cornered, what do you need? Six or eight? So we go with eight, that you have four strings, which are eight. So there's a machlokes, how many strings do those have to be trelas? So the Rambam says one, which is a half. Rambam says a half. And the Ravid says one, and Bali Tosis two. So it's a discussion how much the techeles has to be. So there's a discussion in the Mishnah, Rebbe and the Chachamim, what role does techeles play? Is techeles ma'akeves es ha'lavan or not? Is techeles an obstacle in performing the mitzvah of lavan? Or you could do the mitzvah of tzitzis without techeles? So Rebbe Paskins had techeles ma'akeves es ha'lavan, that techeles is an obstacle in performing the mitzvah. If you don't have techeles, there is no mitzvah of tzitzis. And that is the opinion of the Baal HaMor, that one cannot wear tzitzis if there's no techeles, there is no mitzvah of tzitzis. And that's why they point out that, and that's what they point out as well, the Ramban points out that the Baal HaMor never wore tzitzis. And Rav Salavitcher, we're always amazed, they couldn't believe that he was never buried in a talis. We know you get buried in a talis. So it's a whole discussion among the Mefarshim. So either way, we paskin not like Rebbe, but even though there are those certain briskers who are machmir not to wear tzitzis on Shabbos, a beged, the talis katan. So the different reasons given, they say the Maram of Rumberg, some say because they're afraid that the talis, the strings will become pasul, and then you're carrying. Others point out because of this, because since he's choshesh v'shitas Baal HaMor, that there is no mitzvah, to have the beged is okay, but the strings that are hanging down are a problem, and therefore the machmir, others say the strings aren't a problem because you're wearing it as part of it. Either way, that's a discussion what the chumrah is based on. But we paskin Atcheles Eidom HaKeves Es HaLavan, that he can wear tzitzis even without tcheles, but if you have tcheles, you get a mitzvah min hamufchar, you get a mitzvah b'shrei muso. So the question is, b'zman has, so there was clearly a long time in Jewish history, 900,000 years or more, when we didn't have the tcheles. The mitzvah of tzitzis, at some point we see a raya that we, the Tziv discusses it, other achronim, a raya that we don't, a proof that we don't say the mitzvah doesn't apply, because it says go dorosam, and we know there was no techeles. So we see the mitzvah of tzitzis applies even when there's out techeles. Others point out, I mean, that's not a proof, because over there, when the Gemara talks about Wadorosam, Wadorosech, and that's regarding a ger, and by a ger bringing a korban, so the Gemara wants to know, how could he become a ger, Bezman Beis HaMikdash, when the time of the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, how could he bring a korban? So the Pasuk says, Wadorosech, and we see from here, we accept the ger even without the korban. The ger might have to bring the korban later on, but he doesn't have to bring it. It's not an obstacle in the gear. It's a discussion whether it was ever an obstacle. The Avnei Nezer seems to have a chiddush that it was an obstacle, But others say no, it was just one, it was a mitzvah. It wasn't an obstacle in the Geira. So either way, do they want to point out, we see just like over here, it says Gedora Seichem, we accept Geirim for future generations, so too now. So others say it's not a good proof, because the Torah tells us in Bechukosai, other places, that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. So the Torah tells us there'll be a time when we'll be in the Churban. So therefore, and the Torah says, Gedora Seichem, it must be that you accept Geirim even when there is no Beis HaMikdash. But doesn't say anywhere there won't be in the Torah, there'll be a time where there's no Tcheles. So therefore, maybe you can't, you know, maybe it wouldn't be a Raya. But either way, we pass on a Tcheles in HaKemes HaLaban. But the Shaila is, so Bizman HaZeh, people claim they have found a Tcheles. In fact, this goes back to the late 1800s. The Ravina Rebbe, he claimed that he found the Tcheles. I think it was a cuttlefish. And he sent out to all the Gedolim about agree or disagree. Many disagreed, some agreed. And he writes, because when Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, that you need Tcheles as well for the big day Kahuna. So therefore we need to get ready for the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore he points out that we have to go find the Tcheles. He claims he found the Tcheles. And so he wrote a responsa. He wrote that from a responsa from the Beis HaLevi, well, not directly from the Beis HaLevi, a close friend of the Beis HaLevi, or the Beis HaLevi told him what to write. And he said, you know what, he says, if you're telling me this cuttlefish is something new, no one else, you just found it, it hasn't been around, and no one knew about its existence, and then I'd say, yeah, I'd be the first one to come around and wear the tcheles. But if everyone knew about this fish, and all the gedolim didn't say it was tcheles, so we have a de facto mitzorah, that it's not it, and therefore, go keep on looking. He didn't actually say keep on looking, but that's what he said, according to that version of the Beis HaLevi. In theory, he's open to it, except in this case, the Ravina Rebbe's, you know, wasn't a good choice. And Rav Soloveitchik from Boston, from Yeshiva University, he has a different version of the Beis HaLevi. I think that the people in Yerushalayim as well, that no, even if you're right, you're wrong. Even if it's proved to me based on archaeological evidence, scientific evidence that it's good, it's still wrong. Because why? You need a Mesorah. And without a Mesorah, like we say, pre-Eitz Hadar, how do I know? Maybe you take any lemon in Metro for your mitzvah of Dalet Midim. So from here we see that you need a Mesorah. So too he claims here, you need a Mesorah on what the definition of things are. So, two totally different interpretations of the Beis HaLevi. According to Rav Soloveitchik, it's a game ender. There's nothing to talk about. End of discussion. According to the other version of the Beis HaLevi, it's wide open for discussion because Rav Chaim Herzog, who wrote his PhD, I think, on Tcheles, he corresponded with the Ravina Rebbe. He told them he was wrong. He got duped by the chemist. The chemist told him, he basically, the problem was his thing was, one of the qualities of tcheles is it has to remain. It can't like get wiped away like from after you clean it. So the chemist fooled him. He gave him this chemical which actually was all dyed, nothing left from the actual strings. And therefore, he told him it wasn't it. In fact, the irony is that after, when the Nazis destroyed the towns, they knocked down, they destroyed all the tcheles factories. So when the Hasidim came back to Israel, they wanted to wear the same tcheles. So they had to go back to Rav Herzog, who had, even though he said he was wrong, but he told them this is what it was. So today they still wear the tcheles. Rav Herzog felt it was wrong, the Muritz drunkenness, and the issue was we found that if it's open to sunlight, so then it turns into chela, so it turns into the blue color. So they point out it's a go. So that's the question today. Someone asked the Badei HaShulchan, Rafai Bokon, who has a Sefer Anida, on other books, maybe one in Hilchot Tzedakah now, but he's known, the famous was the Badei HaShulchan Anida. So he was very close with Rev Elyashov Tzatzal. He lived in Israel for a while, he visited him, but they're the close correspondent. So he asked the Beis HaLevi, he asked Rev Elyashov, which version of the Beis HaLevi do you think is the right one? And he asked him if he could print it. He said, which version is correct? And if you're telling me the version which not like Rav Soloveitchik is correct, so should we wear tchelis today? So he writes, he says, you know what, I think the other version is correct. Doesn't make any sense. If I know it's a tchelis, why can't I wear it? I don't. There's no din of a mesorah. We have a din of a mesorah by certain animals, by turkey, by ophas, but maybe by chayes, but there's no din of a mesorah by mitzvahs per se. That, and therefore he says, if you know through scientific argument, then it's it. So why don't you wearing it? So should I wear? I have to think about it. And later on, the bottom line, he never wore it, and he gave different reasons why he says you shouldn't wear it. So he has, one thing he says is that it's not a halachic argument, but his argument is that the Rajvinas thought they have it, they were wrong. Rav Herzog thought he had it, he was wrong. So too, they're going to find out this is wrong. Another argument, what do you mean? We built on each one, and now we know this is it. So therefore, maybe it is the right tchelis. Or at least maybe it's a suffix tchelis. Anyway, and those Rabbanim who say, I heard someone say there's a 0% chance, yeah, it's tchelis, and I've heard others say it's a 99% chance that it is a tchelis. So it's hard to say it's a 0% chance, but if you hold it a 0% chance, then it's a game end, you don't have to deal with any of the issues. But if you hold, even if it's a 50% chance, so what about wearing the tchelis? Why don't we say Safek Doraisa L'chumra? It's a doubt on a mitzvah in the Torah. So why don't we wear it? So there's a famous piece they say over from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. It's Rav Shlomo Miller brings it down, and others, that when do we say Safek Doraisa L'chumra? That's only like, let's say, I'm not sure if I benched. Okay, so now that I benched, I'll bench over, now I know it's over. I'm going to fulfill my obligation. Or when it comes to Dalad Min, I'm not sure if this one is kosher. I take another one which is kosher, so Sabbath to Raisa or Chumra. But over here, after you wear the Tcheles, it's the same suffix. You're not, then I wear it again, there's no, I'm not going to be gaining. The Rav Chaim claims you only say Sabbath HaRaisa L'chumra if afterwards I know I fulfill my mitzvah. There's nothing more for me to do. And that's what Rav Shlomo Miller's taina is, and Rav Herschel Schechter says, what do you mean? Rav Chaim's against the Ran. There's a Ran that talks about, let's say you have it, it was day one. Day one is D'Raisa, day two is D'Rabbana. It's Ben HaShemesha, so it's a Sadi Yom Sofeg Laila. And you haven't shaken lulav yet. So should I do it now? So the Ran writes, yeah. So we see, you're not sure afterwards that you fulfilled the mitzvah. And yet we still say, That's what Rav Shach to tie in. Rav Miller, I think, tying it back. No. You don't understand. Rav Chaim's working with the Ran, not against the Ran. That in the case of the lulav, that's all you can do. Savik the right so chumra means you do as much, whatever you can do, you did everything you could. There's nothing more for me to do. But according to Rav Miller, there's more for you to do. You could go out and try to, he doesn't think it's the real treyas. You could still go out and try to find the treyas. Either way, so that's an issue whether you say Savik the right so chumra or not, because it's a Savik treyas. So it's true, now Vadai, and Rav Shlomo Miller's another taina is that maybe you're over about Tosef, about Tigra. He said, since we can't paskin today how many threads, like the Rambam, a half, the Ravid one, or Tosef's two, so therefore if you put on too many, it's about Tosef, because we don't have any Rav Shechta claims, and no, and Shulchan Aruch does talk about the only Shita quoted, and not necessarily by Tcheles, but the only Shita quoted by Tosus in Shulchan Aruch is Tosus Shita 2 and 2, 2 white, 2 blue. And even if it wasn't quoted in Shulchan Aruch, he says that's what we have to call Lehora. You're not going to find every Shaila in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to go back to the Gemara and the Rishonim and figure it out based on Kol Lehora. In fact, Rav Shechta Shita is that according to Rabbi Miller, according to me, that it's nothing, so it's no problem. There's no ether to wear it, because there's no harm. Even if it's not chelosh, you still got your mitzvah. He says, but according to the sheet that thinks it is chelosh, so then you have a big problem. Maybe it's about Tosef, about Tigra. Rav Shechter says it on the opposite side. He says, it's a problem about Tosef, about Tigra. It's a problem about Tigra if you don't wear the chelosh, because we have a halacha, the Turi Evan discusses, the Beis Halevi. Like certain mitzvahs, like if you only put three parashas in the tefillin, so you're not yotze. If you only put three minim in the lulav, it's not about tigra, you just don't get the mitzvah. He says, what's about tigra, the Turi Evan, is if I did the mitzvah b'shrei musho, it's good, but by the zrikas adam, I think you really supposed to do it, say, do it on all four, but if you only do one, the evidence is okay, that would be about Tigra, about Tosef. So to here, since we can, even though it's only a Suffolk Tcheles, but since we can fulfill the mitzvah with Tcheles, so we don't put the Tcheles on, so one who walks around and sits without Tcheles today, according to Rav Shechter, could be in violation about Tigra. So according to Rav Shechter, if you just wear the regular sitzes, you're over about Tigra. And according to Rabbi Miller, according to those who hold that they have this chayos, they're over about Tigra, about Tosef, if they do wear it. So this is something where you got to take a stand on. Because either way, either you're going to violate about Tigra in either direction. So those are some of the issues. Now, obviously, according to Rav, if you hold it to 0% chance, so there's nothing to talk about. If you hold like Rav Soloveitchik, Yina Misora, there's nothing to talk about. If you hold it's a suffix, then you have to get into suffix araisa, whether it applies here, the issues about Tigra, about Tosef, there's a chumra of the Prima Gadin about not putting on, you know, that's supposed to wear a colored beged, because this is supposed to be the same color as the beged. So the problem is, you know, if you're going to wear fake tcheles, kala ilan, it's not going to be the same. So if Shachter would say, yeah, okay. So, but on Suffolk Key and Mitzvah and Atori, you're not worried about a Chumra L'Chadchila. So that's part of the discussion in terms of whether today, Yesh V'Yesh, whether one can't wear Tcheles today, shouldn't wear Tcheles, whether it's us to wear Tcheles, or whether it's a Mitzvah to wear Tcheles.